From Puccini's opera Tosca, there, the famous Visi d'arte, Visi d'amore, and it featured the soprano Montserrat Caballé with the orchestra of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, conducted by Colin Davis. I'm Bill Anderson. The program is Bill's Classical Jukebox, and yesterday was the first day that we showed up in our new digs, brand new studio at 102.9 FM in Collingwood, and this will be our home going forward, and we want very much to introduce to the people who listen to 102.9, as well as the people listening in and around the GTA on 96.3, and the people listening in Eastern Ontario on 103.1, to the people from the really, really vibrant Collingwood arts community. I'm very, very pleased to welcome Andrea Rinaldo. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You are described as an abstract painter, and I'd like you to define what it means to you, the word abstract.
Yes, and when you asked that just a few minutes ago, I was struggling to get that. I think abstract to me is just something that is undefined, free-flowing. I'm motivated mostly by music. So, it's just and not much thought, I guess, mm-hmm. and more feeling.
Can I be so bold as to suggest you listen to our radio station and you'll hear some?
I certainly do.
Wonderful music that can be very inspiring. As well as being a very successful abstract painter with showings here, there, and everywhere, you are very much involved in reaching out to other artists in the community with a couple of very important events. Tell me what the Art Crawl is all about.
Well, the Art Crawl is, we're on our fifth annual, going into our sixth, which is so exciting. It is a self-guided art tour of Collingwood. We have focused on the arts and music on the main street. So we have hosted, I think we were over 30 or 40 artists this year on the street with over 40 musicians. It's in a four-hour span, which is just jam-packed full of amazing art and music.
Now, this was something you started in 2013, very small, but it's grown.
It has. We started off with eight locations, and we now have over, I think we're close to 50 locations.
Now, Art Battle sounds fascinating.
It is. It's
a competition, but
tons of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens in an art battle is that we have three rounds, 20 minutes. We have six artists competing against each other. And when I say against each other, it's just a ton of fun. So the music is pounding. They have to complete a masterpiece within that 20 minutes. Then the entire audience votes on their favorite.
So you would have three painters competing, three sculptors competing?
No, they're all painters.
All painters,
yeah,
okay.
They're all painters. They have to work in the same medium. They have to work within the same size canvas, so on. So the parameters are all the same. And at the end of the night, the people from the first round, second round compete for the final.
It's like the playoffs.
It is, completely.
And then you have a World Series.
Yeah, absolutely, down in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So
well, that sounds
Canadian
wonderful.
Wide.
Now, and from the point of view of the people who attend, the audience, they get to see the process,
start
not just
to finish.
The
exactly.
finished work.
And what I love about that is that we have an auction at the end of it of all the pieces. And I love the fact that people fall in love with the piece because they've seen it start to finish. So they have to have it at that point.
And those funds are put to a very good use.
Well, they go back to the artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got some bursaries as well that you've organized.
Yes, actually, last 2 years ago, we did have one, yes. And we have donated to the two high schools here in town.
Excellent. The website for the Art Crawl is quite simple, collingwoodartcrawl.com.
Yes.
And Art Battle, well, that's easier even, artbattle.com. Andrea, you also have a couple of galleries for your own work and others.
Yes.
One in Collingwood, one in Creemore. And if people are interested in learning more or finding out just what's at these galleries, they have a website they can go to?
We do. It's right now, Madden-Noisy, which we've just acquired down in Creemore, does not have a website, but we're on social media, Facebook and Instagram. And all of the work can be seen at buttergallery.ca.
Repeat that for me.
Buttergallery.ca.
Andrea Rinaldo, abstract painter and a community organizer. That's what I'm going to call
you. Oh, thank you.
And it's so nice to meet you, and I know we'll talk again.
Thank you, Bill.
We're here at Bill's Classical Jukebox in our new home in the studios of 102.9 FM in Collingwood, serving Southern Georgian Bay. And you're listening to us over 96.3 in the GTA and 103.1 in Cobourg as well. Andrea, thank you for visiting. And as time goes on, we're going to meet more and more people who are so important in this Southern Georgian Bay arts community. More music now from the German composer Josef Rheinberger.